Hey everyone, it's Melissa, and today is the day for technology woes. This is not a good day. Two things going on. Well, first, we can't connect to the internet, and Verizon says that the modem is not getting a good signal on their end. We know everything is connected properly. We've reset the modem, but they're not able to get a good signal. So a tech is coming out today. Okay, well, that's all fine and dandy, but guess what? Today and Monday, our electric company, Southern California Edison, wants to do, in the middle of the summer, no less, planned power outages for this area. Now, these power outages last, from what I hear, they could last about 2 hours. There are a lot of elderly people here who certainly need heat. And triple digit is definitely what I define as extreme heat. So what I don't understand is why are they doing these planned power outages now? I understand things need to be fixed, but in this area, why not in another area where it's certainly cooler and people can survive without air? And why not do these planned power outages here when it's not as hot, when it's in the 80s or something? At least we can go outside and get, you know, a good breezy air. So, my husband, he has a sickness where if he gets overheated, he gets ill. And I'm a little concerned about that because we're going to have no air conditioning for a few hours. I don't know how long this power outage. They said between 9:30 and 3:30, and it's going to be 9 pretty soon. So, no internet, no electricity. Today's going to be fun. Anyway, so yeah, we're not looking forward to today. And not only that, but they're doing another planned power outage on Monday. So I'm wondering if the tech is going to be able to help us. I hope the electricity will be back on. Worst case scenario, if the tech calls, because they say the tech's going to call me before we show up. If the tech calls and we have no electricity, then I'm just going to have to tell him we need to reschedule the appointment. That Zappa scratching his neck. He got a good leash correction, or not a leash correction, but he was off leash, but he got a good collar correction this morning. I was sitting down and I was eating. I gave him an ice cube because I want to encourage him to get fluid intake. And I also wanted him to feel like he was getting a treat. So he was sitting there eating his ice cube and that was fine. But then I came in and I had a croissant sandwich wrapped up in a paper towel, and I was eating it, and I had it above him so he couldn't get to it. He tried jumping up, but of course he knew he couldn't reach it, and so I told him to lay down, and he did. And so I was eating it, and I accidentally dropped a piece, and he went right for it. So because of that, he got a nasty, he didn't let me pick it up, he went right for it, so he got a nasty correction this morning. I pretty much am not doing much of anything today. It's kind of one of our off days. It's kind of quiet. And I think what we're going to do is just, you know, people say, oh, go to the library, go to this, go to that. Which is true, we could, but the electricity is going to be shut off in this area, not just the complex. The area is just down the street. So we could lose power in the library, we could lose power in the mall, which is just down the street from us. So a lot of places are going to probably be hit. So, it's not going to be pretty. So, if you guys need to get a hold of me on iMessage. If you want my phone number or to iMessage, send me a DM. I don't want to use Skype on the iPhone because I'm only running off of data. I can use FaceTime. Usually, I don't give my phone number out to people that I haven't known for a while. So if you just followed me on Twitter and said, oh, I want to talk to you, then we can communicate strictly by DMs, or if you have like a walkie-talkie app like Voxer, Heytel, anything of that nature. We can communicate. But other than that, FaceTime, iMessage, WhatsApp, Heytel, Voxer, Zello, you can get a hold of me through any of those. Of course, if you are a trusted friend who has my number, you could call me. But other than that, it's pretty much we don't know when the internet connectivity is going to be fixed. We do have a tech appointment sometime between 12 and 5, and it's almost 9. Now, if the electricity is off, we may not get it resolved today. So, at least we've got Bookshare. I've got Bookshare, and I've got VoiceDream. So I'm going to be downloading some books off of the data on my phone, and I'm going to probably be reading some books. For my book club, I have to read classics for next month. They said any kind of classic. So if anyone has any authors to recommend, then let me know. And yeah, so I pretty much, I'm pretty much just going to read today, I think, you know, and Zappa and I are going to do our typical stuff that we do. There isn't going to be, you know, I've worked him at least four days, Monday through Thursday. And then of course we're going to church on Sunday. And then tomorrow we're going to the Apple store. So I'll be taking him with us then. And, other than that, that's really what's going on today. So, if you need to get in touch with me, you know the methods, and I think that's it. Yep, that's it. So everyone take care, and I will audio boo later, and hopefully we'll get this internet up and running, and hopefully we'll be able to survive this outage. You know, I just pray that my husband doesn't get sick. You know, he gets really sick when it gets really hot, so just pray that this doesn't happen. And, you know, we could put a fan on, but again, the electricity would be out. So it's, oh yeah, check that for me, please. So it's pretty much going to be 9 o'clock now, and I think that's pretty much it. I'm just going to read today. So if anyone has any recommendations, then send me a DM on Audioboo. I'll get stuff through the data connection. Hey, no, down. It just went off now? Okay. All right. Take care, everyone, and thank you for listening.